Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare. Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Welcome everyone. Vanaka Sakyama. Sakya. Okay. Sakya. Me too. You could move closer, but I don't want to inconvenience you. Anyway, it's all right. Okay, devotees. Thank you for coming. Thank you very much for coming. I thought seeing Gopalima's coming on Thursday, today's Monday, I thought we could just focus a little bit on Lord Chaitanya and some of his pastimes just to sort of get us into the mood a little bit. Yeah. Sometimes in some places we do a program like this for a week, every night leading up to whatever the occasion is. And yeah, that allows us to really become more absorbed in whatever the event is, in this case the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So, to begin, devotees, please repeat after me. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
First of all, let me just read a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very nice verse. It is Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 13, verse 1. I'll just read it myself. Saprasidatu Chaitanya Devo Yasya Prasadata Tal Leela Varanane Yogya Sadhyasyad Adamo Pyayam. I wish the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even one who has fallen can describe the pastimes of the Lord. You know, I chose that because the author, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, is saying that by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, even one who has fallen can describe the pastimes of the Lord. And that's what I need. I need that special mercy to be able to say something. Now, devotees. Let me first of all tell you a little story about sort of leading up to the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Leading up to his appearance. And you know what? Just give me a second here. Oops. Yeah, here we are. This is a story which perhaps you haven't heard before. I think many of you have been devotees for some time and you have heard these stories, so many accounts of Lord Chaitanya doing this and that and so many things. And there's nothing wrong with repeating them. In fact, it is very good to repeat them because we always find something new. But still, it's nice to hear something that you haven't heard before. This is a story written by Srila Vishwa Chakravarti Thakur. He's one of our great acharyas. And he wrote this, it's a, like a poem, or a very short book, it's only, I don't know, 10 or 15 verses or something. But there is a blessing. There is a blessing here for those who hear it. That means you. Okay? There's a blessing if you hear it nicely. Now, let me just inform you of one thing. You see this family of devotees who just walked in right now? They are from South Africa. Can you believe it? They heard how nice the devotees are in Todu. In Todu. And they felt they just had to come. And they came. So please look after them. Okay. Be nice to them. They're Tamil. Don't speak to them in Tamil, though. Only English. But they're from Tamil backgrounds. Okay, anyway, back to this, the idea of the blessing. Sometimes when some great devotee writes something about the Lord, his pastimes, his qualities, then he puts in a verse saying, anyone who hears them, something, something, will get some great benefit. So I want to read to you now a blessing regarding this little story I'm about to tell you. And I'm reading it. It comes at the end of the story, actually. But I'm reading it to you at the beginning so you will focus and concentrate and really, you know, as a type of inspiration and stimulus to really absorb yourself in it. Otherwise, I know what it's like. Sometimes devotees are sitting here in the class thinking, you know, what's the time? Oh my God, it's getting late. What's for prasada? How long is he going to go on for? These things happen. Don't tell me they don't happen, because I know they do happen. So this is just to give you a little inspiration to listen carefully. So here we go. Listen to this. If the bumblebee, understand bumblebee? Like a bee which is attracted to honey, sweetness. If the bumblebee of the reader's mind drinks the nectar of this story, then that intelligent reader will quickly awaken from the dream of materialistic doubt. And I just mentioned, the story is about a dream of Srimati Radharani. She has a dream. So that's why he's saying that if the listener listens really nicely, then they'll quickly awaken from the dream of materialistic doubt. Such a reader will attain Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That reader will sport in the ocean of pure love. He will attain the perfect mercy of the King of Vrindavan. What do you think of that? Is that encouraging? Okay, so here we go. And now you've got to listen. You've got to really listen, because it's a good story. It is called Swapna Vilas Amrita. Swapna means dream. Vilas means pastime, and Amrita means nectar, basically like that. So it means nectarian pastime in the form of a dream. So listen to this, devotees. So, Lord Krishna, because here we're talking about Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna and Radharani's dream. Lord Krishna and Radharani, every night they go out rasa dancing. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, of course, it's like there's 6 chapters actually. Starting, it's around chapter 29 or 30, and going on, there's 6 chapters in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that was the first rasa dance. But actually, after that, Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna and the gopis would go out every night. It didn't just happen one time, every night. And so they would dance all night. Then, when the morning was just sort of thinking of coming, so to speak, you know, it's maybe 4 o'clock, it's still very early, like now, I think. 4 o'clock in the morning, I think it's still dark. Something like that. So, but at around that time, the morning may be, you know, a little light may be there somewhere. Radha and Krishna would go and sleep, transcendentally sleep, in a place in Vrindavan town called Nidhivan. Nidhi meaning sleep, and van meaning forest. And that place is still there, more or less in the center of Vrindavan town, Nidhivan. And in that Nidhivan, it's not exactly a forest now, it just has small trees and little sort of things growing there. And there's a few little buildings, and one of them is like a, what would you say, what's the right term? Oh, I forget. But it's just a little building, one room, very nice, but small. In it is a bed and different paraphernalia for Radha and Krishna, perfumes, flowers, and things. So, Radha and Krishna come to that little building to sleep. at that time, very, very early, to sleep for an hour or so before the light, the morning does start, because then they've got to get back home. So one night then, in that little pavilion, that was the word I was looking for, pavilion. It's not really a house, a pavilion. In that pavilion, one early, early morning, Radha Krishna was sleeping, and suddenly, Srimati Radharani woke up, like, whoa, something happened. A little dramatic, waking up. And she quickly shook Krishna and told him, wake up, wake up. There's something I must tell you. She told Krishna, I just had a dream. Amazing dream. You will not believe this dream I just had. In this dream, I was in a place. It was just like Vrindavan, but it was a little different. And there was a river there, just like the Yamuna, but it was a little different. And there were devotees there, just like here, but they were a little different. Dressing, and they looked like slight cultural differences. And they were singing kirtan, just like we sing kirtan here, but it was a little different. And I was wondering, what is this place? It's just like Vrindavan, but it's a little different. Then Srimati Radharani told Lord Krishna, there was one Brahmin, very tall, very tall, and extremely handsome. And this Brahmin was dancing and chanting in the kirtan. And sometimes he was calling out, oh, Krishna, Krishna, just as I call out, Krishna, Krishna. And Radharani told Krishna that I am the only one who chants your names in that way. There are so many others, they chant your names, but not in that way, like I do. But that Brahmin was chanting your names just like I do. Same emotion. And I thought, oh, who is this? He must be me. But how could he be? He's a he, first of all. But he seems just like me. And then suddenly he started singing, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Just like you sing my name. And there's no one who sings my name like you do. And I thought, oh, maybe he's you. Maybe he's me. Maybe he's you. Maybe he's both of us. I couldn't understand. And then suddenly I woke up. Have you heard this story before? Ladies? Okay. Something new. For some of you. You heard this story before? Maybe. Okay. Anyway. So, Lord Krishna lifted up his Kastuba gem. Kastuba gem. And told Srimati Radharani, look into this gem. And she looked inside. And what did she see? the same scene. Exactly. Same scene she had dreamt about. The same place. Just like Vrindavan, but a little different. And etc. The river and the devotees and the kirtan. And she saw the great golden colored Brahman who was singing in the same ways as in her dream. And she sort of chastised Krishna. You knew about this all along. You never told me about this. Why not? And Lord Krishna said, yes, it's true. I have revealed to you so many of my forms, like Narayan, Vishnu, Nrisingadev, Kurma, Varaha, etc. I've revealed them all to you, so many. But this form is very special. This is, as you have sort of detected, although it's not completely clear, this is a combined form of you and me. And we are going to come in this form, in the Kali Yuga, and give everybody love for us. And Srimati Radharani was so happy, but she was still a little cross. Why didn't you tell me this before? You should have told me this before. And Krishna said, well, anyway, better late than never. So this is Swapna Vilas Amrita. Oh, and then Krishna manifested that form in front of Srimati Radharani in that place. Yes. And they say, this is the first time the form of Lord Chaitanya was openly manifest. You know, actually there's a number of stories, different, this is one, there's a number of them in which, or about which it is said, this was the first time Krishna showed the form of Lord Chaitanya. We may tell you more on Wednesday. Program on Wednesday? Adivas. And class will be or not? 8 o'clock? Short. Okay. So maybe if you're good devotees, only if you're good devotees, and you chant your round, maybe we'll tell you some more. Have you finished your rounds today?
Yes.
Okay. Have you? No? Oh. Have you finished your rounds? Beta? What is your name?
Govinda
Hari. Damodar Hari.
Govinda
Hari. A nice name for a nice boy. Okay, anyway. Right, so, let us carry on, devotees. I hope you listen carefully to that. Did you listen carefully?
Yes.
I hope you listen carefully. Yeah. Because there's special nectar benefit if you really listen carefully, and if you didn't even once think what is for prasadam, there's special benefit. I want to tell you a story now. Were any of you at the program last night we had in, what's it called?
Gulagor.
Were any of you there? Any Gulagorians? Oh, other than the South Africans? Oh, you were there. Govinda Hari, good boy. Okay. So I'm going to tell you a story which I didn't tell last night. It's an interesting story. This is a story from when Lord Chaitanya started going to school. Yeah, so he's still a young child. Govinda Hari, how old are you? Are you old enough to sort of communicate? Or how old is he?
3 to 4.
Okay, good boy. Keep going. So, Lord Chaitanya was a little older. He might have been 7 or 8 or something. And you know what happened? Lord Chaitanya had an older brother, Vishwaroop, who is actually Lord Balaram. Yes. In fact, before Lord Chaitanya was born or appeared, and even before his brother appeared, Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi had 8 children, 8 daughters. They all died. Can you imagine how devastating that would be? They all died. But then the one child was born successfully, Vishwaroop, the older brother of Lord Chaitanya. And Vishwaroop, he's Lord Balaram, and he's very wonderful personality. And he's also acting as a devotee. So Vishwaroop, he started associating with the local devotees. There was a group of local devotees headed by Advaita Acharya. If you're familiar at all with Mayapur, you would know where is the birthplace temple. And down the road, a couple of 100 meters or something, is Srivas Angan, which was where the house of Srivas Thakur was. And another just 50 or 70 meters down the road is where the house of Advaita Acharya was. And Gadadhar is next door. So they're just nearby. And Advaita Acharya, he was the leader of the devotees. Actually, in the whole Navadvip area, Navadvip was like a city, more or less, big town. He was the leader, and he was living nearby. And every night, he would have a program at home. Every night. And devotees, listen to this. Fasten your seatbelts. And listen, what's listen in Tamil? Kegala. Huh? Kegala.
Kelangar.
Kelangar. Yeah? Well, I got it. Kelangar. Okay. They never watched television. You may not believe that. They never watched television. They never played with smartphones. Never, ever. They just had Krishna conscious programs at home. Every night. That's what they did. No. Well, of course, you're probably not into Hindi movies, But no, what now? No Shahrukh Khan, yeah. And no Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
It's Hindi. And no, what now? What's it? Dilwale Dulhana Le Jayenge. You know that one? You never heard of it? Congratulations. They just had Kirtan, Qatar, that was it. And Vishwaroop, the brother, older brother, Shri Shri Krishna, Radha Krishna Kaneya Ki Jai, Shishi Gorni Tai Ki Jai. Vishwaroop, the older brother, was going every night. Every night. And he was becoming more and more inspired and excited about Krishna consciousness. And you know what happened? One night, he never came back. He left home. They didn't have a farewell party. No speeches. It's been nice knowing you. He just wasn't there. They never saw him again. And he didn't even tell them, his parents. And they were devastated because they'd already lost 8 children. And now they sort of effectively lost another one. And so he left home. He's just a young fellow, probably somewhere in his teens. And he left home and took sannyas. And that was it. What do they say? Mindum Sandipur. But no Mindum Sandipur. They never saw him again. That was it. Goodbye forever. So, Jagannath Mishra, the father of Lord Chaitanya, and Mother Sachi, the mother, they became very concerned about, they would call him at that time Nimai. They didn't call him Chaitanya or anything like that. That was later when he had taken sannyas. But they called him Nimai because he had appeared or taken birth under a neem tree. Yeah. So they became very concerned. You know, 9 down, 1 to go. We don't want to lose him. We don't want to lose him. So they became extremely protective about Nimai, about Lord Chaitanya. And if you were to go out of the house, where are you going? And particularly, they didn't want him to visit Advaita Acharya because they took it. Well, they understood that Vishwaroop had been very inspired by the association of Advaita Acharya, and they just assumed that he was influenced by him, and that's why he left home. So they actually had a kind of negative attitude towards Advaita Acharya to some degree. And if Nimai ever stepped out of the front door, they would ask him, where are you going? You're not going to Advaita Acharya's place, are you? No, no, no. And it reached the point that they decided what to speak of him not learning about Krishna consciousness. and learning scripture and learning, you know, about all these different things, you know, like how we shouldn't take this world too seriously, and we should, it's good to renounce the world. What to speak of not letting him learn those things? We don't want him to learn anything. We would rather he stays stupid, uneducated, because then he won't get any fancy ideas about life and what he could do and what's better than something else. So, Nehemiah was attending school, but they stopped him. They stopped him. And he protested. Why? I like school. It's nice. I'm learning so many good things. And I have so many friends. Why are you stopping me? And his parents told him. They explained to him. This is what we're worried about. And actually, Mother Sachi said, the mother, she had some doubts. And she told her husband, listen, if he is uneducated, how will he get a good wife? He won't be able to get, like, you know, a good occupation. He won't be able to earn. And who will marry him? Of course, because the parents were taking charge of all those things. And they would always check out the young man. Is he capable of looking after our daughter? And Jagannath Mishra said, don't worry about it. Let him remain a bachelor. Don't worry about it. Better that than he starts learning all these things and then who knows what he's going to do. He may follow in his brother's footsteps. So that's what they did. And so Nehemiah was at home all day. And being at home, he became frustrated. Occasionally he would break things. Occasionally he would have a tantrum and start shouting. But Jagannath Mishra told Mother Sachi, don't worry. Actually, it's good if he's a bit crazy. Because then he definitely won't renounce the world. So, devotees. What is it again? Kilangal.
Kilangal.
Kilangal. Kilangal.
Kilangal.
Gil. That's what I'm saying. Kilangal bhaktas. That's okay. Do you understand Tamil?
Okay. Pucho.
All right. Okay. So one day, listen to this, Kilangal bhaktas. Mother Sachi came out of the house, and there was Nehemiah sitting on top of a pile of rejected or used clay pots. Because in those days, they didn't cook with, you know, your stainless steel, aluminium, etc., etc. They cooked in clay pots. And they would cook one time and then just dispose of it. So you got all these big piles of used clay pots. And they had such a pile at the back of their house. And she came out of the house and there was Nehemiah sitting on top. And Nehemiah, she said, Nehemiah, what are you doing? what are you doing there? You know, these pots are dirty. You shouldn't be sitting on the pots. They're dirty. You're sitting in a contaminated place. And Nehemiah said, how am I meant to understand what's clean and what's contaminated? You don't let me go to school. So I'm just going to sit here. For me, it doesn't make any difference. Clean, dirty, as far as I'm concerned, it's all one. And Mother Suchi got upset. Don't preach Mayavad to me. But Nehemiah said, well, what's the problem, you know? Just leave me. Just leave me here. So then Nehemiah started preaching. He said, actually, these pots have been used for cooking for the Supreme Lord. So if there are any remnants inside, they are pure. Yes. Actually, they are the paraphernalia of the Lord. They're sacred. And like this, he started preaching. And then he said, you know, Amma, wherever I go is pure. Anything I touch is pure. And Mother Suchi thought, you are too much. What are you talking about? So then Nehemiah, and she told Nehemiah, come down now. And Nehemiah said, no. I am going to stay here. I'm going to stay here. You go away. And now there's a bit of shouting going on. And some neighbors gathered and started asking, what's going on? What's he doing? And Nehemiah said, it's because she won't let me go to school. And the neighbors said, ah, we have so much trouble getting our children to go to school. Your son wants to go to school. Let him go. Let him go. So the neighbors told Nehemiah, if they won't let you go to school, you should do as much mischief as you can. And they left. And then they agreed, all right, you can go to school. But as it happened later, Lord Chaitanya left home. He did leave home when he was 24. So let's see, let's find another story for you. Let me tell you one. This is an interesting story. What is it again? Kilugan. 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 Sorry. One time on Kailash, Mount Kailash, Lord Shiva went into ecstasy. He was totally overwhelmed. And he was chanting a name of the Lord. Shishi Radha Krishna Kanaya Shishi Gornita Aike. He was chanting the name of the Lord in a state of ecstasy. Parvati had never seen him ecstatic like that before. And he was dancing wildly. She had never seen him dance like that before. And when he stopped, she asked him, "What is this name you've been chanting? I never heard you chant it before. What is it? Gauranga? I never heard you chant this name. Who is this Gauranga? What is he about? I've heard you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, and many other names, but this Gauranga, I never heard you chant. And when you've chanted those other names, I never saw you go into ecstasy like you are now. Tell me, what is this? What's it all about?" So Lord Shiva explained that on earth it is now Kali Yuga. And in Kali Yuga, one Kali Yuga, in the day of Lord Brahma, and there are 1,000 days of Brahma, 1,000 cycles of the four yugas in the day of Brahma, means 1,000 Kali Yugas. But in one of them, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, appears in this special form as Lord Gauranga. And he gives mercy to the conditioned souls, unlike the mercy he gives in any other form. And so, I want to go there. He's going to appear, I want to go there. I want to get his association. And Parvati, she became very inspired. And she decided to go down herself. And she went. She went to Navadvip Dham and waited for the appearance of Lord Gauranga. And as she was waiting there, she was chanting, "Gauranga, Gauranga." Everyone, put your hands in the air. Everyone. Yeah, Govinda Hare too. If you've got more than two, put them up. And take a deep breath. And everyone say after me, very loud, after me, but after me. Gauranga! Nandri, but I can tell you're getting tired. So she just chanted and chanted, "Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga," in ecstasy, 24 hours a day, for weeks and months and years. And finally, Lord Gauranga appeared before her and blessed her. And he asked, "What can I do for you?" And Parvati, she said, "You know, my Lord, I feel very bad because I have this special service to you. I am Durga Devi. I come here to this world and I keep the conditioned souls trapped in Maya, in illusion, in this material world, and take them away from you. I feel very bad having to do that. It's terrible." And she said, "Even the devotees, they're trying to approach you, but I keep testing them and testing them, giving them attractions and trying to test, are you really serious about your Krishna consciousness or not? Did any of you ever experience a test in Krishna consciousness?"
Yes.
Yes, we have one, we have two, we have three, we have four. Ah. Some of you never had any tests anyway.
They can come and join them.
Huh?
They can come and join the management.
Okay, come join the management. All right. So she's explaining like that. The devotees want to go back to Godhead. I stop them. I feel very bad. And she said, I have this name, Durga. And it's a horrible name. Horrible name. Because you know, of course, you may not be Hindi speaking. But Dur means, has two meanings. One is very long way. And another is very difficult way. Long and difficult. And ga is the Sanskrit sort of root form, they call it dhatu, root, for the verb to go. To go. So durga means very difficult to go out of this material world. Long way, too long. Durga. And one thing I can tell you, devotees, listen to this carefully. I am based at least in Durban. Durban. And you know what ban means?
Forest.
Vrindavan. Yes. Madhuban. The forests of Vrindavan. This is Durban. It's in South Africa. It is the most distant forest of Vrindavan. Such a long way. Anyway, that was a joke. It's okay. So. Yeah. So she's saying, I feel so bad. And when all your devotees gather, I always stay at the back because I think, who am I? What sort of devotee am I? I'm stopping everyone approaching you. What? How can I come to you? It's terrible. Then Lord Chaitanya replied that actually here, particularly here, in Navadweep, Mayapur area, you are very special. You have very special service here. So don't lament. There's no reason to lament. Because here, you have very special service. Here, you are Yoga Maya. And as Yoga Maya, you help the devotee. In Mayapur, in Navadweep Dham. You help not just the devotees, but even non-devotees. You help them go back to Godhead. And therefore here you're called Prauda Maya. And your husband, Lord Shiva, is called Vrida Shiva. And if you go to Navadweep, that if you get a chance, visit the temple of Prauda Maya. And right next door is Vrida Shiva. It's very small. It's under the big banyan tree. If you're familiar with Navadweep town, there's big banyan tree right in the center. And there's a whole market underneath it. And there's this temple of Prauda Maya. And she's just a little deity like this, not even a human-like form, red. And usually she's covered with that red hibiscus. And this is Prauda Maya. And she's there to help the devotees. So Lord Chaitanya told her, actually, you are as dear to me as Radha, because here you're helping the devotees so much. So she became very happy, extremely happy. And she bowed down and offered obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, took some dust from his lotus feet and put it in her patim, which in Sanskrit, Bengali, etc., North Indian languages, the patim is called simanta. How many of you ladies have a simanta? There's one. You've got a simanta? I see you have too. Okay. I know, you know, there's pressure to be fashionable these days. Ladies often have their hair up or sideways or around. And just the simple parting in the middle is not so common. But it's very nice, because then the Lord can put his lotus foot on your head. So she took some dust, put it in her patim, her simanta. Therefore, that part of Navadvip Dham is called Simanta Dweep, which literally means the island of the parting. Actually, that's what it means. Yeah. And you know, married ladies traditionally, they put, if a woman is married, normally her parting is in the middle, if the husband's at home. If the husband is traveling somewhere, she puts the parting, what is it, either on the right or the left, I forget. But they put, what do you call it? Well, kumkum, what's the other term? Sindur. They put sindur in the parting. Yeah. Because it brings, what do you say, like blessings to the husband. If a wife keeps sindur in her parting, if she has a parting, then the husband will live long and be very strong and healthy and happy. What do you think of that, ladies? Anyway, I'll leave that with you. But if you don't want your husband to live too long and you'd rather collect the life insurance, do something else. Yeah. So that's the story of Simanta Dweep. And there, Parvati is called Simantani Devi. Simantani Devi. Yeah. Okay, devotees, it's 9 o'clock. We'll finish now. But come back on Wednesday. 7:30 will be Adivas, special ceremony for invoking auspiciousness for Gaupanima, which is the next day. And then at 8 we'll continue with a little more Chaitanya Katha, Gaura Katha. Hari Bol. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Go Premanande. More Premanande. Hare Krishna. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for your wonderful enlightenment. So tomorrow morning, Maharaj will be giving Srimad Bhagavatam class, and tomorrow evening, Maharaj will be going to BX Center. And Urmila Mathi will be giving a fellowship of the old people at 7:30, same time. And also, we'd like to Maharaj thank Maharaj, because Maharaj stayed, it's supposed to Maharaj leave on the 28th, but he stayed back for the Adivas. So thanks for Maharaj. And now, Gaurachandra Prabhu, will introduce one of the Maharaj books here. So those who are interested to purchase, so contact Goshnabhu will explain it.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
As you know, Guru Maharaj, last two times we have been here, we have already introduced the books, and some of you must have taken the books already. So thank you very much. Anyway, this is an opportunity for those who haven't had the chance to get the book. So I just would like to explain about the book. Guru Maharaj has compiled this. This is called the Vrindavan Playground of God. And with this you get a CD, you know, with this book. And I explained to you a bit about the book. So here we have, my voice can be loud. Here we have actually the town of Vrindavan, and all the places that are very important are all listed in this. They are total in this page. There are 83. I know you have been to Vrindavan, but have you visited 83 places?
No.
I think no. And many of these places that you are not even, you don't even know about them. So with this book, actually, all the places are written, all the places where you find them is in the map, and what is the significance of the places are all in this book. This is actually gloss paper, and this Guru Maharaj has actually got this book about a few years ago.